You're listening to the Brain Brothers Shortwave Pirate Radio Network, 6905 kilohertz, coast to coast, all 2,000 watts, all free, all the time.
Talk back, tremble and lift, taking names, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
Thank you. keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide at fine. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Thank you. You want contact. We've got contact. Your number one shortwave pirate station.
Brain Brothers Shortwave Pirate Radio Network.
Okay. I guess we'd better get this new mystery contest going. Let's see if we can give away some prizes to our listeners.
Gee, Professor, I am so excited to get our new contest started. I want to mention first that listeners who want to play can read the rules at our site, BrainBrothersRadio.com. So the story is coming up next and can also be heard later by using the link on our site.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
You want contact? We've got contact. Your number one shortwave pirate station.
Brain Brothers Shortwave Pirate Radio Network.
Barger's Town Police Department.
This is Sergeant Kent.
What is your concern, please?
Yes, Sergeant. This is Mrs. Freeman. My husband and I were driving on County Road 300 West. We noticed something lying in a field just off the road. It looks like it might be a body.
Okay, Mrs. Dooley. I need for you and your husband to stay there and do not touch anything. Officer Barley and I are on our way.
Okay, folks, what do you think has happened here?
Well, Sergeant, my husband and I were just traveling down this gravel road, and we happened to see something out in the field. We had just about been run off the road a couple of minutes earlier by a blast of pup truck. There were three guys in the back drinking. We pulled over to catch our breath, and that's when we see.
I will need for you and your husband to wait here in the car while the officer and I investigate. I see what happens to look like mud on your shoes.
I really do not want to get involved. Sergeant, one more thing. Earlier, we did notice a man in a blue jacket hitchhiking with lots of mud on him.
Officer, let's go have a look at that body.
Well, Sergeant, she's sure dead, I would say. Looks like she's been roughed up quite a bit, too, Sergeant. Look here. Some tire tracks.
Yes, Officer.
I see.
I wonder if maybe she was dragged out here somehow.
Well, Sergeant, it sure does not make any sense. This field has been recently plowed, and it rained last night. But I do not see any mud on her shoes. One thing for sure, this is no natural death. Also, it looks like she may have been shopping, since she's lying on a package of some sort.
Officer, I wonder if that black truck may have played a part in this. Or maybe Mrs. Dooley and her husband. After all, she has mud on her shoes. Then also, how about the man in the blue jacket with mud on him?
Look here, Sergeant. A new ring on her finger. I wonder if a boyfriend or husband has something to do with it. Look at this, Sergeant. A cord around her neck and body. This is really troublesome. I don't see any signs of a struggle, though. Maybe she accidentally got tangled up somehow.
Look here by the road officer. Several cigarette butts are lying here with lipstick on them.
Sergeant, watch out. The black truck almost hit you going by. They must be drunk. Well, Sergeant, it still does not make any sense. Why would she be out here shopping? I mean, after all, she does have that package. She has that new ring on her finger also. I just do not understand this. Or maybe someone killed her and just dumped the body here. After all, she is out in the field dead. That guy hitchhiking in the blue jacket sure sounds suspicious to me.
I think you will need to interview the couple who called in, since they have mud on their shoes. The black truck with those guys in the back needs to be located and talked to also. Find the guy in the blue jacket with mud on him and see if he is maybe the boyfriend or has been. Also, check out those tire tracks in the field and maybe where the package may have come from. Take a closer look at that new ring. I will need your report on my desk first thing Monday morning.
Okay, Sergeant. I will start my investigation immediately. I want to interview the couple who called in. I believe they know more than they are telling us. Also, that black truck and the guy in the blue jacket Both seem very suspicious to me. I am wondering if she was killed someplace else, then dumped here. Those tire tracks in the field are something else I need to look at again. I will have this case wrapped up and my report on your desk first thing Monday morning of how she died and why.
You're listening to the Brain Brothers Shortwave Pirate Radio Network. Coast to coast. All free. All the time.
Professor, I guess it's about time to pack up and call it a night here.
I believe that about wraps it up for this evening's show. It sure has been fun. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. If you have time, send us an email with any comments you may have about our show. We are always trying to improve them. Our next show will be coming up soon. Have a great evening listening to the other broadcasters tonight.
Thanks for listening in. See you again soon.
Professor Plum has left the building.
Please, the show is over.
Professor Plum has left the building.
You're listening to the Brain Brothers Shortwave Pirate Radio Network. Coast to coast. All free. All the time. Studios are located in the U.S. of A. Broadcasting at 6,905 kilohertz. Serving all of free America.
Your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.